This is Michael Favinger.
Hi, I'm Matthew Curry.
What's up, everybody? This is Robert Randolph.
Hey, this is Derek Truck.
And you're listening to
The Blues Cruise with Ryan Gottlieb on WDIY.
I'm Ryan Gottlieb, and you're listening to Blues Cruise on WDIY. It is now time for Blues Cruise Across America, where each week we travel to a new destination to talk to a local about some great blues music in their town. This week on Blues Cruise Across America, the first installment ever, we will be traveling all the way to Oakland, California to hear from my friend and music connoisseur, Jimmy Gillespie.
Oakland and Los Angeles, California are considered the biggest contributors to what is known as West Coast blues. Oakland had its own sound and can be described as slow and mournful with simple 1-4-5 blues changes. This was especially true when Saunders Samuel King became the first blues artist out of Oakland to score a number one hit in 1942. SK Blues is that hit and the first track we will hear on Blues Across America. Fast forward to 2007 with a band that formed playing in subway stations of Oakland, the California Honey Drops. Pumpkin Pie is the second track we will hear, giving us a taste of the contemporary blues scene in Oakland.
Oh, won't you save all your pumpkin pie? Oh, won't you save all your pumpkin pie? Oh, won't you save all your pumpkin pie just for me, girl? Please don't give none away. Let it get sweet. They ask you for a slice, well, you can give them some beans and rice. Oh, won't you save it, baby, please save it. Oh, won't you save it all for me.
And that'll do it for this first installment of Blues Cruise Across America. I hope you enjoyed our trip out to Oakland, California. And much thanks goes out to my great friend, Jimmy Gillespie, for his picks this week.
Blues Cruise, Blues Cruise.
And I'm thrilled to have an in-studio guest this evening by the name of Michael Favinger. Mike, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing good, Ryan. How you doing?
Great, great.
All right.
So I figured we could start right off the bat with a tune.
All right. I got something here called Moving. Would that do it for you?
Let's do it.
Okay.
Cruise.
Welcome to the second installment of Blues Cruise Across America. This week, we'll be hopping on 95 South and traveling all the way down to Florida to visit with Philadelphia native and music enthusiast Eric Long. Let's hear what Eric has to say about the blues scene in Florida.
The Sunshine State of Florida may not be the first place that comes to mind when you think of the blues, but rest assured, the blues scene is alive and well across the state. Ico Ico is a blues band from Miami that has stood the test of time, forming in 1981 with an eclectic bunch of musicians led on vocals and guitar by Graham Wood Drought. Songs by Ico Ico have appeared in motion pictures, and they continue to feed their fan base with gritty live performances. Here's a taste of Ico Ico's sound with their track, Spy Boy.
Well, I know what you do. That's all what you do. I know what you're doing.
As Blues Cruise Across America travels on, our next artist is a Florida native named Damon Fowler. Damon's first record was released in 1999, and he has continued to amaze with his vocals, lead, and slide guitar ever since. Damon's song, Cypress in the Pines, has a pace similar to the steady power and build of an approaching storm from the Everglades. Take a listen to this heavy track on Blues Cruise Across America.
Way out in the cypress, out by the pine tree, they're gonna build a fire. You can feel the heat out in the cypress and the pine.
Well, I had a great time traveling on down to Florida this week and hearing some great blues music from Ico Ico and Damon Fowler. I want to thank Eric Long for giving us some great insight into the blues scene in Florida.
Blues Cruise, Blues Cruise.
Well, after taking two cross-country road trips, one out to Oakland and the other down to Florida in the first two installments of Blues Cruise Across America, this week it'll be nice to take just an hour drive south to Philadelphia, where we'll hear from my brother Tim. Tim has lived in the Philly area for most of his life, so I'm interested to see what artists he's got up his sleeve. So without further ado, Tim Gottlieb.
Formed in 2010, John the Conqueror is a Philly-based band originally from Mississippi. The group has a combination of rock and blues sound that picks you up and doesn't let you down. Led by Pierre Moore and his velvet-like vocals, the lyrics tell you a story that keeps you anticipating the turn of the next page. Off their self-titled debut album, this is Lucille. Up next, we have Modern Color from the Northern Liberties area of the city. The band packs a lot of punch with their blues, rock, and soulful sound. The trio formed 3 years ago and is making a name for themselves in the Philly music scene. After seeing the band perform in Jenkintown, PA, it was love at first listen. I dare you to disagree. Off their self-titled second album, this is Love to Hate.
Big thanks goes out to my brother, Tim Gottlieb, who picked a couple well-deserved up-and-coming bands from Philly.
Blues Cruise, Blues Cruise.
New blue.
And that means it's time for the New Blues segment of the evening.
where I choose a new blues release and play a few tracks off it for you to give you a nice taste of it. Tonight is Joe Bonamassa's new release, Different Shades of Blue. Tonight's it's going to be Jimmy Thackeray, a cool album called Extra Jimmy's. Elvin Bishop with his August 19th release, his full length, Can't Even Do Wrong Right. This week, it is the Alexis P. Suter Band, and the album is entitled Love the Way You Roll. I got a cool one. It's Eric Clapton and Friends. And the album's called The Breeze, an appreciation of J.J. Cale.
Blues Cruise, Blues Cruise.
Robert Randolph and the Family Band are a funk, soul, and blues band led by pedal steel guitarist and vocalist Robert Randolph. Known for his highly entertaining and energetic live show, Randolph began playing the pedal steel guitar, arguably one of the most difficult instruments to master, in church while growing up in New Jersey. Robert Randolph and the Family Band first caught national attention with their 2002 release Live at the Wetlands and became a mainstay at music festivals like Bonnaroo. Their most recent album is 2013's Lickety Split, which features guests Carlos Santana and Trombone Shorty. The band will be appearing at Havana in New Hope, Pennsylvania this Saturday, November 8th, and Robert was kind enough to chat with me about the upcoming show, his work with his side project The Word, and much more.
Have a good day.
How you doing, Mr. Robert?
Robert, how you doing?
That's it, Dad. How you doing?
Good. Thank you so much for calling in today. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
How's the tour going?
Oh, it's going pretty good, man. You know, it's been a good year. You know, we kind of been out all year playing a bunch of festivals. Also been writing a bunch of new songs for the record and doing that. So I just can't wait to kind of get the ball rolling and release some new music. And I've also been going down to Memphis next week to record, finish up the album called The Word, which features myself, North Mississippi All-Stars, and John Modesty.
And do you create like a certain environment in the studio, like to make it more of a energetic party vibe, or is there certain things you do for that?
Hey man, you know, just order some Jack Daniels and just go.
There you go.
Have a little Jack Daniels, a little food, and keep the Jack going and keep the record button going, because the energy, I mean, that's one thing we do is like, we try not to go like, okay, take two, take three. We just kind of go.
Blues Cruise, Blues Cruise.
I am very excited for this week's Blues Cruise Across America, because we are traveling to the town of Normal, Illinois, to hear from a very special guest, who was recently home from a tour opening for Peter Frampton and the Doobie Brothers. The guest I'm speaking of is Matthew Curry. We cruised out to Illinois to hear from Matthew about who inspired and influenced him as an artist. But first, I'm going to play you one of his own songs so you can hear his talent for yourself. Here's Set Me Free off of Matthew Curry's 2013 release, Electric Religion. So that's just a taste of what Matthew Curry and the Fury are capable of. He was kind enough to give WDIY and you at home
some great insight on a couple of artists and their songs, who influenced him as an artist.
Like, I probably first heard Jimi Hendrix, I was probably 8 or 9 years old, and I think it just totally, you know, blew my mind, really. I'd never heard anything like it in my life. And, you know, especially being a guitar player and always attracted to guitar-heavy music, I think that's one of the big things that really caught my ear. Well, another one of my favorite bands and guitar players, actually, in general, was Billy Gibbons and ZZ Top. I remember a while, I was probably 4 or 5, and that was just one of the first bands that really, really, really caught my ear. My dad was real big into ZZ Top. I think one of the first songs that I ever heard from those guys is this real mellow, quiet blues tune, and it's called Blue Jean Blues. To my baby.
And finally find my old blue jean.
Blues Clues, Blues Clues.
From first appearing on stage at just 9 years old to playing guitar with the Allman Brothers Band for 15 years, Derek Trucks has been touring and creating music most of his life, including a Grammy-winning run with his own band, the Derek Trucks Band. He is now focusing on Tedeschi Trucks Band, an 11-piece blues, rock, and soul outfit founded with wife and musician Susan Tedeschi. They are appearing at the Keswick Theater in Glenside, Pennsylvania, 3 nights in a row, this Thursday through Saturday, December 4th through 6th.
So your band has 11 members. What are the advantages and disadvantages of playing with such a large group?
I mean, the advantages are just the amount of talent you have on stage, the amount of ideas, and when the chemistry is right, it's pretty unbeatable.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think I don't really know if there are any disadvantages, I mean, other than trying to financially figure out how to keep a band that big together.
Right. Yeah, I was curious about that.
Yeah, but musically, it's you know, we're really starting to learn that it can be a trio or a quartet or a quintet, or you can make it whatever you want to be in the course of a show. So just kind of learning all the things that you can do with a band that big. Maybe it takes a little more time for it to reach its potential than a smaller band would, but I enjoy that process.
Right, and you play with two drummers, right?
Yeah, two drummers.
And obviously you've done that with the Allman Brothers as well. And the Grateful Dead do that. I'm always curious, like, what the advantage is with two drummers is.
You know, you just get so many different rhythms, polyrhythms, and when it's really working, it's just a force, you
mm-hmm.
know. I think a lot of the R&B bands early on did it, you know, Otis Redding, James Brown. I think that's where Dwayne got the idea for the Allman Brothers, some of those early groups. But there's just something about it. When it gets rolling, it's a freight train.
I know you wish that you could see in my window, wishing you could pull up the blind.
You're listening to The Blues Cruise on WDIY Allentown, 88.1 FM and WDIY.org, serving the Lehigh Valley.